Who is Dr. Benjamin Kolasky, of the Prohibition Care and where, W-A-R-E, where, date of birth is 2/27/1957. Indicate for sure it's his personal ulcer colitis, rectal bleeding, sedation again, like I said, this was a big one, because last of serving incomplete because of poorly prepped chrome, sedation again, like I said, on a result of no separation of blood pressure, 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 with biopsy, instrumental lumbosomal colonoscopy, pushing on front of the sign of prayer of safety, but you clear everything. After you get to achieve what you achieve, the scope of the liver is placed in the rectum. The scope was placed into the rectum. The semen is semicolon, it's not fracture, colon, it's not fracture, this is renal fracture. Coming out, what I saw was a fairly fair prep colon. Left side of colon was all moderate severe inflammatory changes, also colitis noted in the left, starting from the rectum all the way up to the Hispanic fracture. The rest of the colon, from the splenic fracture onward, the cecum was pretty unremarkable. But random biopsies were taken from the ascending colon, travel colon, descending colon, sigma colon, rectum, separate jars. Left side ulcerative colitis noted, severe, moderate, severe, and left sided. The rectum appeared to be severe, ulcerative colitis noted, dark in picture. It all go along with the consistent with the history of ulcerative colitis in the past. There was a superficial complication from the spinal colonoscopy, cecum, and metrophere prep. Number three, left side ulcerative colitis, moderate severe. Number four, left ulcerative proctitis, severe. Number five, the colon from the splenic fracture to the cecum appeared to be unremarkable, but randomized for things for the colon. Recommendation of the biopsy, number two. Recommendation of the start on mesalamine, 1.2 gram POBID. And also I'm going to start a patient on prednisone, 30 milligram PO2 daily. For 10 days, taper down to 25 milligram per daily for 10 days. Then prednisone 20 milligram per daily for 10 days. Then prednisone 15 milligram per daily for 10 days. Then prednisone 10 milligram per daily for 10 days. Then prednisone 5 milligram per daily for 10 days. I'm also going to give him the patient hydrocortisone enemas, 100 milligram 60 cc of water to use at night for 2 weeks to decrease the inflammation rectum. And the patient needs to be. She was on infliximab Remicade in the past, but it was discontinued. So before we restart the patient, because she would benefit from biological agent. Before we restart the biological agent, I recommend the patient have hepatitis B surface antigen and hepatitis B surface antibody check. And also recommend the patient have a QuantiFERON, Q-U-I-N-T-I-F-E-R-O-N, QuantiFERON TB testing. If both hepatitis B and QuantiFERON TB testing comes negative, we'll recommend patient to be started on Humira with the induction dose, and then with the maintenance dose that can be done in the clinic. In the meantime, recommendation to avoid NSAIDs, GI soft blended fiber diet, and she would need repeat colonoscopy or flexible sigma endoscopy in 6 months. Follow on to sanitation. Please send the copy to patient primary care provider, Dr. Charis, C-A-H-I-R, Charis, Sire, C-Y-R, and copy Dr. Paul Ansari. They appreciate October 8th or 22nd, October 8th or 22nd.